Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
We're in James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. The condition, it always starts with a condition that's important. Notice where there is a condition. If, then. If, then. If, then. What's the if? If you lack wisdom, then what should you do? Ask God. God, I need some wisdom. Now, wisdom is the application of information. Wisdom is also the experience. That's the application of knowledge. So if you have information or knowledge, you don't have wisdom until you apply the information and the knowledge to real life. Then you have wisdom. Now, you could have wisdom having applied knowledge and information to your real life and messed up. But you still have wisdom because now you know that's not how to do it. If you lack wisdom, wisdom isn't information. Trouble is your head's too cluttered already with a lot of information. When you go back to the text and the Bible says, if you lack wisdom, ask God, then wisdom is the thing you want to get, information you already have. If you want to learn how to make $1 million, that's not complicated. Everybody knows how to make $1 million. Make $1 million, piece of cake. You spend less than you make. You save what you don't spend. And you do that for a while until you get to $1 million. It's not very complicated. Okay? See, that's wisdom. Information applied. If you lack wisdom, in other words, you've got some information and you've got a situation, but you don't have any wisdom, or your wisdom isn't very sure. And so you say, Lord, I don't know how to apply the information to my situation. That's wisdom. Ask of God. Now, this verse says very clearly that if you lack wisdom, you don't know how to apply the information you have to the situation you're at, ask God, and He will tell you how to take what you know and put it to use where you are. He will show you how to apply the information you possess. If ask God, He will give. And He gives how? Generously, liberally. He gives. Now listen, wisdom is not something you can manufacture. God gives. Circle those two words there in your text. God gives wisdom. He gives. Ask God. He gives wisdom. Did you see that? He gives to all. Who gives? God gives to all liberally without reproach. The idea is you may have information and you may have a situation and you may say, I don't know if I want to bother God with this. He might be upset with me. God never feels that way. God never, ever, ever, never thinks, why are you bothering me with this? Figure it out yourself. You lack wisdom. Ask God. He gives generously, liberally. And He doesn't ever scold you, reproach. He doesn't scold you because you asked. James says, and it will be given to him. It's a promise. So the question I always ask myself is, why don't I ask more often? What's wrong with me? Put a dunce cap on me. Because I have lots of information and I have lots of situations. Now, if I stay in context, what was the thing we talked about in verse 2 that you need wisdom about in verse 5? What's the thing in 2 that we got this thing going on? What's going on? No, what's going on? Don't read the... Tell me what's going on. I got all these trials and problems and difficulties. How in the world do I do something with this? That's the situation. The situation is the trials you're in, the problems you're in. Any of you got a problem right now you don't know how to solve? God does. And that's the point of verse 5. Just ask. He'd be glad to take care of it for you.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.